Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. Time to open up your mind. Time to raise up your voice. Time to be entertained and enlightened and learn more about what you already know. It's showtime. For those of you who don't know, this is the show that's designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/how was your weekend was is with a Z. Hello and welcome to the show today. I just want to let you know that I'm thankful that all of you are here to listen. For those of you who haven't heard the show before, and this is your first time listening, my name is Andy Brown, and here on It's Showtime, I live vicariously through you, broadcasting live here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Today is Wednesday, April 7th, 2010, and we are here to do it again, ladies and gentlemen. We are on every Wednesday, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time, and because of you, each week, the show is just getting better and better. I want to thank my listeners, my bloggers, and everyone who's new, everyone who's calling in today. This show is just going to be hot. Last week, we've talked about blood being thicker than water, talking about choosing your mate over your family. If a situation were to happen, who's going to get your vote? Are you going to lean more toward that person that you're with, or are you going to lean more towards your family? That was a great show. If you missed it, please click on the link, and you can go back and listen about. But today's topic has been warming up so hot this week, and I know we're about ready to get into it. We're just going to come at you with another hot one. And today's show is dedicated to my ladies out there who are tuned in to the sound of my voice. We have an excellent information treat for you. Whether you're in the beginning stages of your relationship, whether you're involved in a happy marriage, as they say, we're going to have the men just speak to you, ladies, and we're going to be speaking to each other as brothers and give the different characteristics of what women need to be looking for that really turn men off. And, ladies, this is to benefit you. Now, you may hear some things that are going to be hurtful to your feelings. You may hear some things that are going to enlighten your spirit. But today, for the wife, let me help you save your marriage. Today, for that boo, let me help you stay in that relationship and help you recognize the signs, the top 10 signs, that he is just really not into you. And the brothers are going to talk about that. We're going to outline some things that we all need to be looking for, and I know some of the brothers are on the line right now. I'm just going to get right to it because this is what we've been waiting for. If you're logging in, our hot number that you need to be calling, just go ahead and program this into your cell phone or your BlackBerry, 646-727-3279. Ladies, please listen. The blog is open for you to just chat and be free. I'm listening to you. We're paying attention, and we will recognize you. But call in, my brothers. Listen, 646-727-3279. I know I have a caller on the line right now. Caller, are you there?
Right here.
Talk to us and talk to everybody. What's going on? Who am I speaking to?
This is Terrence.
Terrence, what's going on, man?
Andy, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Today we're just going to address the ladies and let them know what's on our mind and talk about some of the signs that he is really not into you. Can I bring one to your attention?
Absolutely.
Okay, one of the signs, ladies, and pay attention, I'm going to let Terrence go ahead and elaborate on this, is a sign that he's really not into you is when he just doesn't want to commit. That's really intimate. I know somebody's leaning their head back like, wow, okay. So, Terrence, did you want to kind of elaborate on something like that, maybe a situation you've experienced?
Oh, sure thing. Ladies, a couple of things. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's what this talk is about. And there's a couple of good reasons why a brother was not willing to commit. One could be because he's been in a bad relationship in the past, and he's just not quite ready to move forward into something else. It happens. We're vulnerable at times. I mean, we're all men. We don't like to admit it, but that's true. I've had some of my boys, had talks with them, and I've witnessed it myself. The second reason that I will say basically, he's looking for something else, looking for something better. And regardless how good of a woman you think you are, he doesn't see it, or he doesn't think it. And you can tell yourself.
He doesn't want to commit and get because something else might be out there that's a little bit better.
Exactly. You know, his eye, no matter what he has, he's just like, okay, I think there's out there, you know, something out there that's a little bit better. I think I can do better than this. And regardless of what it is, he may see a flaw, or there may not be a flaw at all. He just thinks there's something better. I mean, people do that. You know, they're out there, they look at something, and there's always a bigger picture. Regardless of what they have, they don't realize what they have until it's gone. But they're thinking already from the jump, I can do better than this. And they're not willing to commit, and they're still out there looking for that better thing, that better woman, whatever it is that they're getting, just something better.
Okay. I'm with you on that. Terrence, hold the line for me just 1 second. I got some more men who want to talk about some different things and different reasons. Ladies, we're here to help you. I have another caller on the line. I know he's got his, he wants to get his point across. Line 3, caller, are you there?
Hello, Andy Brown.
Yes, sir. Talk to us. Talk to me. Who is this?
This is Ricky Williams.
Ricky, what's going on, man?
Man, how's everything going with you, man? Everything is great on this end.
Everything's going good, man. You heard Terrence go ahead and chime in on the reasons why that he's not into her because, you know, he just doesn't want to commit. You want to open up on a because another one of those reasons that he's really not into her, ladies, is this: he doesn't want to share your interests. You don't have anything in common. That's pretty intense. Ricky, care to elaborate on that?
Well, by not having anything in common is the one of the biggest reasons why we would never, ever, ever be into a woman. You know, a lot of times it's just through conversation we realize that we have nothing in common. I don't care if you look like Halle Berry, okay? You could be the sexiest woman in the world, but if we have nothing in common, not even a conversation, to just talk about the day, you're pretty much in the friend zone. You know, not all women put men in friend zone. Men put women in friend zone. And, you know, it's just a terrible feeling to know that when you see a person you can't communicate with, it's just dead air. It's pretty much gone. You know, I'm waiting for the time to pass and the date to end so I can hurry up and go home or set up a second date, because it's just that crucial, you know, because I don't want to waste my time. And just by not having anything in common, you've wasted my time, my energy, my effort. I just, you know, really just, you know, you're just dead air, a dead waste of skin, and I just wished I would have moved on, you know, and you really messed up my day, basically.
He's touching on some good points. And ladies, I hope you're listening. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend was with a Z. Calling number again, 646-727-3279. Ricky brought up a really good point. I mean, if he puts you in that friend zone, then that should let you know he doesn't want to take that relationship a little bit further. Ricky, stay on the line with me. We're going to come back to you in a little bit. I know I have another caller on the line who wants to chime in and kind of give his piece on this. We have a caller from Houston, Texas. Caller, are you there? A little bit louder, caller. Are you there with me? I'm going to give you just a little bit more on that. Caller, I know you're there. I got a caller from Houston, Texas. Are you there? Okay. Maybe we got a shy brother on the line. That's okay. We can really kind of iterate, ladies, because we're really opening this up to you.
I mean, hello?
Understand. Hello?
Hello?
My caller from Houston?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What's your name? Talk to me. Talk about it.
How you doing? This is Cyrus, Andy.
Okay, Cyrus, what's going on, man? Have you heard the conversation we've been talking about?
Yes, and I've been in agreement up to this point, man. I've definitely been in situations like that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you something that maybe you can elaborate on a little bit. One of the things that is a sign is he is just really not into her and just really not feeling her is when he chooses everyone else's time instead of being with her.
Okay. Well, first, she has to understand this, is that we have pre-existing relationships before you come in the picture. So for me to look at you, you have to catch my attention, like he said. And we have to have something in common. Now, there's two things I want to elaborate on. The first two things is, you know, and this is to all women. I know some women may have everything together, finances and everything, but they may, mine may not be together. I don't care if you work a minimum wage job or you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. There is that one guy that just you want to be with and you just try to pursue over and over and over, and he just seems to always want to spend time with his buddies, always want to do, you know, always want to go by his mom or maybe spend time with his cousins or whatever, you know, and not necessarily include you. It's because either one or two things happen. Either you didn't make the pursuit hard enough for us, whether we winded up being intimate with you or we went on a date with you and you basically talked about yourself the whole time, or you just seemed to be really self-centered and not really interested in anything that I have going on or anything I have to talk about. So when you seem to be that focused on yourself, we tend to say, well, you know what? That's not what I like to do. I'm not going to sit there and waste my time and go do the things that you want to do all the time when I could go hang with my buddies. We go shoot basketball or mama cook my favorite meal, you know, and you don't cook and you want to go watch basketball. So you got to be willing to compromise, you know, because there's other things I like just like you like things. So, and I mean, and another thing I like to elaborate on is on the sexual aspect. It's like if you just meet us and you really don't get to know us and you sleep with us very quickly, maybe a couple of weeks' time, a week or so, and it's basically off of just physical attraction, how could you expect me to act like I'm your – that's a relationship type deal, you know, almost in a sense where I'm saying I'm dropping everything I'm doing before because you're worth most of my time now when we barely even know each other. So that expectation is not – that expectation should not be on us. The onus should not be on us for the simple reason that if it's predetermined that we're just getting to know each other, then – why in your head you would concept that there would be more because we had sex. So, I mean, and it happened so fast. If you make the pursuit a little harder and, you know, and do things I like to do and I do things you like to do and we're building that, we're gelling and we're building that camaraderie, and then eventually you'll get more and more of my time as time go on. So.
Well, Cyrus, hold that thought for me real quick. I know you touched a lot about, you know, what's really going on, why we're not really feeling her. We got some other things going on, and maybe she got to get in where she fit in, so to speak. But, you know, ladies, you really want to keep your ear to the ground. I know you're blogging some hard in the chat room, and we're going to talk about that here in a second. I want to get to another caller. I know he's got something on his mind. Caller line 8, I believe, calling from the ATL. Are you there, caller?
Yes, we're here.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me. Talk to us. Who's on the line?
And this is Aaron Compton from Atlanta, Georgia.
Talk to me, Aaron. How's it going in Atlanta?
Yeah, it's going good, man. Going good. But I can honestly say that actually I was once him. I mean, now I'm married. I'm out of that. But it was all about setting the expectations up front. Usually, if the woman didn't actually set the expectations up front, you would basically do what you wanted to do.
Okay.
I mean, it was like you. I'm not gonna bring you around my friends because you was basically you fulfilled a need, and I had a desire, and so did you, and that's just how it was, and maybe. Maybe a relationship would actually form out of it, actually, if I gave you enough time as far as communication-wise. Because, I mean, and that's how I mean, I can honestly say going to a black institution or actually graduating actually from Grambling, I mean, I can honestly say that it was like that. And
yes, sir. I would agree with that.
And actually, it was totally as if you just taking up some time, you know, fulfilling a need. But I wouldn't really take you around my friends because it was like I knew that you wasn't long term, and I didn't. That was a no-no.
Wow. Okay. So you pretty much just had her as old girl, just your side piece.
Yeah, you could pretty much say that. Yeah, then. Yeah, that was over years ago. But, yeah, you can actually say that, yeah.
You know what? Let's go ahead and keep it in Atlanta. Terrence was on the line with us earlier. Maybe the two of you can kind of touch a little bit more about that. If she's just, you know, something just on the side, just you want to see her at your convenience, and that's one of the signs also that he's just really not into you, you know, why continue to deal with this kind of woman if you know you're not going to take it that much further?
Well, it's not about where it's about pleasing now. It's all about how I can be pleased now. I'm only thinking about me at this time. But it was just like that, man. It was just, that's how it was. It was like you were just a person I met along the way.
Okay. Terrence, you there with us still? Terrence in Atlanta, you still with us?
Right here, Andy.
Okay. Can you elaborate a little bit on that as far as convenience? I mean, you want her around for just that moment, but you're really not into her. So why is she still around? Is it just for the sex? Just because he's fine? I mean, talk to us a little bit about that. The ladies want to know.
You know what? I know some brothers do that. Me, myself, once I see the limitations on a relationship, that's really it for me. I mean, if I know it can't go beyond a certain point, I think a lot of guys can do that. I mean, I think women do it as well. We meet somebody, we have an idea, you get to know the person, you get to know them well enough. If you're keeping them around and you know it's not going anywhere, 9 times out of 10, it's either for company or sex. I'd rather move on to the next, find someone else that I can have a relationship with, and let it go and blossom there. But many times,
he's not wasting his time with this. That's a good brother right there. Anyone else care to elaborate on that? Rick, are you on the line with us still?
Yeah, I'm still here, my man. Honestly, it's the fact that, you know, if she's a jump off, ain't, you know, it's nothing. You know, that's what you are. You presented yourself as a jump off, so therefore I don't want to talk about your day. I don't want to know about you. Only thing I need to know is what time, when we need to be there, and should I bring some chocolate? You know, let's just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, if you a jump off, I don't, you know, I'm not into you in any other way, but you know, I need to knock mine off, you know what I'm saying, and call that a day. Let's just be 100 amongst the men. You know, I went to HBCU myself, so I know when it's a jump-off is a jump-off, and I know when a lady is a lady, and if you present yourself as a jump-off, don't ask me for a relationship. Really don't ask me to spend time with you. Now, when I'm free and I need that urge, you know, then I give you a call. But other than that, you know, I'm not trying to go see a Tyler Perry play with you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to take you to dinner. I'll take you to Taco Bell, but it's nothing else because you presented yourself as a Taco Bell woman and not as a 4-star restaurant type female. You dig what I'm saying? So if you jump off, why should I treat you anything else but as a jump off?
And that's, I agree with that. Yeah, 646-727-3279. Ladies, I hope you're hearing that. If you end up at Taco Bell for that late night meal, drive-thru in your restaurant, as opposed to you sitting down and eating good silverware and fine dining, that could be a sign that he's really not into you. Talk to me on the blog, ladies. I know you're listening. I know you got your input because I know it's on fire. So, fellas, while I have you on the line, let's continue to kind of open that gamut, if someone will. Usually what seems to happen is, and Aaron, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Speaking from the married perspective, usually one of those signs is when you tend to be less affectionate, man. Your husband, maybe a wife is listening right now when her husband is just kind of pulled back and he's really not that into you anymore. Trying to help someone save that marriage and save that, not sign those papers to go through a divorce. Aaron, can you elaborate on that for me if you don't mind?
Well, I feel like, Andy, that how you start a relationship is how you're going to finish it. I mean, if you started it on cheating, your other mate had a man, and you started cheating with them, you're definitely going to end your marriage just like that. And actually, I believe in karma. I believe in what goes around comes around. Do unto others as you have them to actually do unto you. That's the way that all married men should live their life as far as with their mate. Love them, cherish them, respect them, and honor them, because the actual Lord gave that woman to you as a gift. As a gift, she is your helpmate, and you need to actually respect her. Though you are the head of the household, but she is the neck that turns that head. So it's all about the way you go into a marriage is what you're gonna ultimately actually end up happening. I've been married for 6 years. Me and my wife dated for 3 months. I married her in 9. See, it's one thing about a man. A man knows what he wants. If a man is ready to stop playing, a man will stop playing. But all that's old, that's done. That's a part of their actual life that you need to turn the page on. And that's what every married man or woman needs to do to save their marriage.
Hey, I'm enthralled. And we're going to come back to to some more of those questions, some of those top 10 reasons, but the bloggers are wanting to know, Ricky, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Ladies are wanting to know exactly how does a jump-off know she's a jump-off?
If I call ever so often and it's only pertaining to sex, 9 times out of 10, you a jump-off. You are.
Listening.
If you call after 9 o'clock every day or every other night on Fridays or only on the weekend, chances are,
you're a jump off.
If I only talk to you about certain sexual positions and not about your day, how your work day went, you a jump off.
Well, maybe if he just doesn't know your last name, ladies.
I don't even have to know it, man.
You a jump off.
Ladies, I hope you're understanding this. Kind of put those into your mental Rolodex to kind of understand if some of these things are happening to you, you just might fall in that category. Don't want you to be there, but it could be a sign. It could be a sign. We can come on back and go to a little bit more of one of those signs. We're narrowing this thing down. But, gentlemen, is there somebody that can kind of elaborate on if he just won't say those three words? He might not be into you.
Well, yeah, Andy, how you doing, man? This is Carl.
Talk to me, Carl.
Yeah, you know, I want to go back to the point Terrence made, and I think ladies really need to get this because I think that they contribute in the fantasy that the man is giving to them. If a guy does not want to commit to you, it's not because he's not ready to commit. He's not ready to commit with you. You see it all the time, women who date men for months, for a year at a time. They go out, they have a good time, they have sex, but there's no real commitment. And then he winds up being committed with someone else. Now, all the time you guys were dating, he's telling you how he's just not ready for a serious relationship. But really what he's telling you is he's not ready for a serious relationship with you. Now, if you want to continue on and contribute to the mass delusion that he's giving to you, then that's a little bit on you. Because I'm watching the blog and I hear women say, well, the men should just be honest. Us as men, we're not that slick, we're not that smart that we can completely fool you about what our intentions and our emotions are over an extended period of time. A lot of women decide that they want to play along because they like the man and maybe they're hoping they can change his mind, but that's
right.
Not the reality. And later on, when he moves on to something, like Terrence said, that he felt like he really wanted, the woman he was with feels cheated, lied to, when really the signs were there and she didn't want to see him. And I think that happens on both sides, but since we're talking about, for women, the top signs why men are not into you, that's one of them. Another thing
okay.
I want to touch into is the marriage issue. I'm married. It's really not that complicated. The things that you did when you were single to attract and get your spouse, you need to continue that after you're married. And if you don't, then those things are not there, and then your spouse will become distant from you and less attracted to you. And the other communication, all that is fine, but if you stop trying to make your spouse desire you, they will stop desiring you.
Ah.
And leave them open to predator women out there who are looking for a man.
That's true.
If he's married, the woman knows there's got to be something good about him because somebody thought to marry him. So even if I can't see it right now, there's got to be something worth marrying because someone married him. And those women are out there. So that's my take on it.
You know, Carl is bringing up a very, very strong point about that, ladies. I hope you got your ears tuned in. I really hope you got your keys on the blog listening to what he's saying. He's bringing up some really strong points, and I think that's very key. You know, speaking from a single man, I know now what to look, you know, what to expect from my spouse when it's time for me to make that full commitment. We can still elaborate. 646-727-3279. The phone lines are open for the men. Call in. Talk to me. Carl is expressing his views. Terrence is talking to us. Cyrus is talking to us. Aaron is talking to us. Rick is talking to us. Men, I know you're out there listening. Talk to the ladies. We go through it all the time. Just let them know what's on your mind. This is for them.
Andy Brown.
/ how was your weekend? Yes, I'm listening. Talk to me.
This is Ricky Williams. I just want to expound on what Carl just said. And just to the ladies, let's put it like this. Sometimes we think you backwards. Because when you're single, I'm going to just put it out there. You want to be a hoe and sleep around. And when you get into a committed relationship, you want to become Mary Poppins and join a book club. What you need to do is be a hoe when you're in a committed relationship, and when you're single, that's when you get into the book club. Because when you come at me as a hoe, that's how I'm going to treat you. So if you come at me as a woman, that's how I'm going to treat you. But sometimes women get it twisted. It's like Michelle, Chrisette Michelle say, you know, I'm going to take my Lexus to the mall, get a little black dress just because me and my boo just broke it off. First off, you should have got that black dress when you was in that relationship and he wouldn't have left your ass. So let's keep that 100.
Okay.
Be a slut when you with me and be Mary Poppins when you not with me. You see what I'm saying? That's what I want to say about that.
This is for your ears, lady. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? We're coming with the truth. The men are speaking to you. Aaron, you care to elaborate? Maybe
I am speechless, man. I think that every brother's hitting on great points, and it's just it's beautiful that actually all the men are here to talk and actually tell what to look for, because everybody needs a bit of encouragement.
Okay. That's fantastic. And ladies, I hope you're listening. I'm going to come on back to the blog and kind of point out some things that ladies are actually talking about. You know, we're listening right now, and the fellas can maybe chime in on one of those. While I'm going to the blog and I'm listening to the ladies, if a gentleman wants to go ahead and chime in on one of the reasons that he's really not into you is, man, you just become all of a sudden too busy. It's time for her. Maybe she's too late. She doesn't have any ambition. You just all of a sudden want to remove yourself from that situation. Has anybody experienced anything like that?
Yes, I have. Actually, right before I got married, Andy, I've been married for 6 years. A beautiful wife. I love her. I've been loving her for 6 years, and I just love her. But prior to that, man, let me tell you, it was a lifestyle that you have to pray about to change. You can't just jump into this thing called marriage and just think that you're just going to stop having those cravings. As long as you're a man, you always are going to look. My daddy tell me, boy, the only time that you stop looking is when you're dead in the ground. And I do believe that. But it's all about how you carry yourself and how you respect your mate. And that goes with a marriage or just a regular boyfriend, girlfriend. So it's possible.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go over to the blog, ladies. Everybody's not Tiger Woods. What we're talking about here is just real stand-up men who just want to let you know what's on their mind. They're funny. They're keeping it hot over there in the blog. It's just it's boiling hot over there, fellas. Call in to me and talk to me, man, 646-727-3279. The ladies will come back next week, and we're going to be talking. But blogtalkradio.com/ how was your weekend? We're going to keep the fire open. Let's kind of address some of the things that we've already talked about. I know that we maybe need to reiterate on a few things. Now, gentlemen, when you really choose to spend some of your time away from her because you're just not into her, are you focused on other things? Are you focused on other women?
Absolutely. When you are into someone, you make time for them. We all know that. We men know that. Ladies know that. When you're into anything, if it's your favorite TV show, your favorite sporting event, your favorite person, when you're into them, you make time for them. And when you hear a guy tell you he's too busy to see you at all, he's just not into you.
I agree with Carl.
Cut.
Aaron, one of the main things is it's true. Anything you're passionate about, I mean, whether it be another person, whether it be an activity, you make the time for it. I mean, anything you really want in life, you make time for it. I mean, if you're tired, you make time to get some sleep. You lay down. You take what you need and you do what you want. It's all about free will, and it's just that simple. I mean, if you want to be with that guy, I mean, everybody's done it. When you want to talk to someone and your cell phone rings and you see it's that person, you click talk. When you don't want
right.
to talk to them, you click ignore. It's that plain and that simple. So all you really have to do is just really look at it from that perspective. You're going to make time for something that you want to. I know there's times we're busy and there's times that we're tired, but at the same time, you're going to make that additional step, spend that moment with that person.
Now, you know, Terrence, you bring up one of those signs that he just doesn't answer your call. When the phone rings and you just don't pick it up, sometimes women may have a trust issue. He must be busy with somebody else. He must be doing something else. I can't get any of his time, and she can kind of become restless. Have you ever experienced anything like that? Can you see things like that happening? And how hard is it to make the truth a reality for her?
I think trust is a foundation to any good relationship, whether it be romantic, business, or one of boys. You got to have trust in a relationship. And if that's not there, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. It doesn't matter how honest you can be, because if that person just doesn't outright trust you, it's not fair to either party. It's not going to go anywhere.
Okay. Now, we have the married men that are on the line, and we have some of the bloggers and the ladies say that some men just don't care to be married. Can the married man kind of elaborate on that?
Let me tell you, Andy. This is Aaron from Georgia. I used to be like that, man. I didn't want to get married until I got like too old for a roommate and got like 27. And I was just looking at life like, man, what do I have? What do I have? I got 5 girls I'm trying to juggle. I'm lying to them, lying to me. It just wasn't worth it, man. I asked the Lord to come and change that. He did that. But I had to make the actual initial step to actually change that. So it can be done for those of you who got before and trying to juggle in line. That's actually, it can change. Women, I'm gonna take it a step further. I think a man will make time for anything that he's passionate about. So basically, what you have to do is find his passion. And if you find his passion, you'll find you're a good man, because he's passionate about whatever he loves, whatever he's passionate about, and he's willing to sacrifice and do what it needs to actually do to actually please the things that he's passionate about. So find his passion, you'll find your man.
Okay. Blogtalkradio.com. / How Was Your Weekend Was with the Z, ladies and gentlemen. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. I know some other men have some things on their mind, but while you're out there logging in, listening, and learning, I think this is a pretty good show. It's very helpful. I think that women are really getting a true insight on what the male perspective is thinking and why he's really not that into you and some of the things that are on his mind. We can touch base on just a few more items and just leave the phone lines open for you to kind of chime in and call in. Men, I want to know when you have a woman with you and you don't want her to meet your family or your friends. That's a sign that he's really not into you. You don't want her around. She don't need to meet mom. She don't need to meet dad. She don't need to meet your homies or family. Why is that?
Okay.
Well, I think that men, when they're dating a woman, consciously or subconsciously,
okay,
they decided pretty early on that this relationship is not going to go on for the long haul. All
right.
And they don't think enough of her or enough of the relationship to introduce her to the people important in their lives because they're not going to be around. And most decent guys don't really want to subject their friends, their family, their mom, their dad, their sister, even if they have a child, to meeting multiple women. And as a woman, yeah, if a guy doesn't want you meeting his friends or family, yeah, you can probably count on the fact that he's really just not into you.
You bring up a good point, man. That he opened that up. I know we have another caller on the line that may want to elaborate on that. We have a caller from Texas who wants to chime in. Caller, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, who am I speaking to?
This is Keith.
You don't mind you echoing for us.
Well, I actually have you on speaker. I apologize. But
problem.
When it comes down to it, I mean, when you really think about him not being into you, for me on a personal note, at it from the standpoint of getting to know that particular. When I start to divulge information to her, to share with her, and we don't have any type of similarities, she kind of shows me that she doesn't have any ambition in life. When I talk about myself, you know, being a former pro football player, being in banking for 10 years, and all the things that I've accomplished, and she has really nothing to show, but she's in. I'm a chef on the side, and it just starts to seem like, okay, this is what this guy can do for me, and it becomes one-sided. So when I see that this lady is not really trying to do anything or to better herself, because we all know that if we work for someone else, we will never get rich. You know, and with that type of ambition that I have, I need someone that's compatible with me. And if she comes across like that, then I'm really going to feel like Rick is stating if I'm actually going to take it to that level.
What does that mean exactly?
That's kind of how I'm looking at things.
That for us. The ladies want to know. Elaborate on that for us just a little bit more.
Okay, I'm actually looking at the blog, and it says not all men want a career woman. Well, actually, and another lady, Miss Sassy, says that I'm not ready to settle down. It's not the fact that I'm not ready to settle down. If you knew where I came from, you would understand why I feel that way, because the last relationship I was in it for 5 years, and I gave everything that I had, and it was a woman who really did not want anything out of it. You know, so I found myself just going basically above and beyond, and I'm at a point now where, you know, my wall is up and I'm screening or basically handing out applications, and the best candidate is the one that will get the job. Now, I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, but I desire to be happy as well as going above and beyond to make whoever she is the exact same, but everything that I do must be reciprocated, you know, because I believe in all fairness. And it's only three things that I'm asking for, and that's compromise, communication, and being considerate. And if that's...
Talk for me real quick. I got another caller that wants to maybe chime in on this. Caller, I know you're there. I know you're listening. Are you with us, line one from California?
Yes. Hey, how you doing?
Can I talk with
Hello,
you?
Can you hear me? Not too bad. And this is Yusuf from L.A., California. How you doing?
to the show?
Hello?
Have you been listening to the show?
Yes, it's been very enlightening. I got one advice for the ladies, you know, and I've been hearing all the brothers with very good points. But one thing I believe in, if you get a hint that he don't want to be with you, don't prolong the relationship. Because then you got 1 year to pass, 2 years to pass, 3 years to pass. If he's not interested, and the lady I know, don't prolong the relationship because it's not healthy, especially if you got kids involved. You know, a lot of women want to stay in a relationship just because of the kids, you know, or financial, you know. You know, that's basically what I got to say about it. A lot of women out here want to prolong a relationship, you know, to benefit them. You know, in actuality, it's hurting them and possibly the kids involved.
Wow, okay. That's a good point, man. We never had that perspective brought up, but when there are children involved, I guess that does weigh a little heavy on the issue. Do you want to talk about that, what Yusuf brought up?
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, it just, you know, a lot of women prolong relationships, and I've been in a lot of relationships, and, you know, and another thing, you know, a lot of brothers mess up for other brothers, too, you know, and you can't turn a whore to a housewife, so don't try to do it, because then you're messing up for everybody else, and that's what you got a lot of these studio brothers out here doing that now, you know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this, Yusuf, since you're just now coming on the line, is there anything that we may have left out? Any other reason that you may not just really be into her, into somebody?
You know what it is, and this is for me speaking. Guys, in their mind, there's always something better. Especially if you've been playing all your life, there's always something out there. You can have a dime piece at home. She can look like Halle Berry. There's somebody else out there, though. You know what I'm saying? There's somebody else that's going to do more than what she's doing. You know, I don't care how fine you look. If you ain't satisfying me 100%, I might go get a girl out the project somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
It's not always about the looks, huh?
Now, you know what? No, it ain't. Because you know what? With them looks, it come all excessive bills, and it's not all about the looks. You know, looks is a good thing. You know what I'm saying? You know, most with looks, you know, they want financial help, and, you know, it's a lot of other BS is involved. You know what I'm saying? You know, get you a nice, decent lady. You know what I'm saying? But right now, man, it's kind of hard to find a good woman anywhere. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I don't know where they at. I got one good one. I ain't going to lie to you. But, you know, although I got one good one, go ahead.
You find one, but you got one?
I got one, man. But you know what? It's hard to contain a dog sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's hard for me because these women are getting... They're getting younger, they're getting finer, and they have more money now. So you're always going to lean towards something else, or something might catch your eye. You know, even married men, you know, if there are any married men online right now that says that, you know, hey, I beg to differ.
Okay. Well, I know, are there any men that may want to chime in or speak on what Yusuf was talking about?
Absolutely. Yusuf probably doesn't remember me. We went to class together back in 92. Yusuf, this is Keith Dean, former football player at Grambling. Brother, you don't really need to say that again, because if you got a good one at home, we want a good one too. So that, what you just said, that made us all look bad. I would pay and give all my athletic ability, every dollar I have, for a good woman. If you got one and you venturing out, that's a problem that you have.
Okay. It's interesting that we bring that up, because...
Andy, I need to bring that up too, because, like, I'm looking at the blog and these women are getting angry, and I think that the direction of the show went off course. Some of these guys on here seem to have some issues. Like, the show is not about why we're not into some women. The show is about what are the signs that a guy is not into you. And it has nothing to do sometimes whether the woman is a good woman or a bad woman. Everyone's not built for each other. What I think that this should be for is to educate the ladies out there to see the signs that a guy is not into them, and then for them to move on. Because you know what? Maybe the guy is not worth your time.
No.
I'm
okay.
Not,
and I didn't say that to throw him under the
All I'm saying is I just didn't agree
with
you.
Well, no, it's not about – well, it's not about throwing him under the bus. What I'm saying is that to say that a hard woman is good to find is a general statement that women use on us all the time. Watch next week's show and see what these women have to say about us. And I think we get into that vicious circle, and that's not what it's about. It's not about it's hard to find a good woman. It isn't that hard. I have one. The brother just said he had one, but he's still looking for other ones. So that's not
right.
about that woman. That's about him. And, you know, and if you're still on the line, you know, I apologize. But let's be grown up and let's be men. It's a lot of time men are not into women because that's just not the woman for them. And what
right.
we're trying to tell the lady is watch for the signs of that so you don't waste your time with that guy.
Yeah, time is precious.
Because it happens both ways. It's dudes need the signs for when a woman's not into them because that happens probably a lot more than the guy not being into the woman. So I just wanted to get that clear because these ladies on the line are hot, and I think that they're thinking that this is just a bash a woman session. And to me, that's not what this is about.
But what this is about, the direction of the show is to actually teach. And we are going to have some people on that are going to have some emotions built up because this is a tool for them to lash out. That's not what this is for. We're here to teach ladies. And the reason we're not having them call in because it can kind of come to a debate. Next week is going to be even hotter.
Oh,
we
yeah.
brought that even hotter because they have the floor now for us to sit back and listen. It's all about teaching, gentlemen. That's what we're here for. We know that there's reasons that men are single. We know that there are reasons that there are some men who are in very strong relationships. And we want to show you what it takes to get in that relationship, and we're going to point out the signs for them to steer away from. We understand that there's been some bad situations that you all have been through. We understand that there are some situations that you liked about this woman. But let women know up front. Let women know now that these are some of the signs that I'm not feeling you. So if you want to stick around and you understand that up front, it's biblical, and everything you get understanding. So if you know going in what this relationship is going to bring to you, you have the choice now whether or not you want to stay. Fellas, can I get you to agree with me on that?
I agree 100%.
Okay.
You know, Andy,
I know where it's 646-737-3279 is the call-in number. Ladies, I know you're in the blog room. And it's pretty warm over there, blogtalkradio.com/howwasyourweekend. So we want to know, fellas, just kind of chime in and let us know what we've been thinking. Let's kind of wrap this hour up. You know, in conclusion, if you're not really looking to share your time or your interest, you know, what's a good sign that you need to pull away?
Let me tell you, Andy, this is Eric from Georgia. Let me tell you, if that man talked to his mama crazy, if that man is disrespectful to his family, that's not the man for you. If that's the kind of man that you want, that's on you. But let me tell you, you got to find that man's passion. Once you find his passion, you'll find your man. My wife found my passion, and I've been with her 6 years. There are some good men out there. You just gotta target your man. Go to church. If you actually want a doctor, go sit in the cafeteria and actually eat. If you want a smart guy, go to the library. If you want a guy that actually owns a business, go to a business meeting. You gotta target your man. Make sure that he respects you by you respecting yourself first. Make sure that you love this man. If you love his draws, make sure that he loves your draws. If the case, it's time for you to either do some cleaning up or time for you to leave that situation.
Well, fellas, I'm going, as we kind of move out of the show today, if each of you can elaborate one at a time, we can start with you, Aaron, if you want to touch on a reason. We talked about the sign that he's not into you. In 1 minute or less, can you give me one sign that he is into you?
A sign, if that man calls you all day, chances are that man is into you. If he sends you flowers on your job, that man is into you. If that man just called you to tell you to actually see how your day was, that man is into you. If that man cares about a situation outside of y'all's relationship that actually directly affects you, that man is into you. He's a keeper. You need to keep him. Don't treat him wrong. Cook for him. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Always remember that. And his heart. Always remember that. If you can get to his heart and his stomach, you good. Keep him.
All right. Keith, are you there?
I'm here.
And when 1 minute left, can you give us a sign that a man is really into you?
Well, to be yeah, I can. Because I'm a chef, I don't agree with about, you know, that goes both ways. I mean, to my heart, yeah, if you want to cook for me, great, but I'm going to outdo you no matter what. But, I mean, you know, be honest, be upfront, and just lay everything out on the line. Don't send your representative in the beginning because that person's going to leave and then the real you is going to show up later on down the line. Just be yourself. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, that person's not for you.
Okay. Good point. Good point. Yusuf, are you still there?
Still here, brother.
Okay. In 1 minute left, man, can you touch base and let us know a sign that you are really into someone?
Long, deep, good conversation, not dealing or talking about sex. You know, and actually making a good conversation. You know, long, deep, good conversation that's benefiting both of you guys.
He brings that up, ladies. I hope you're listening. Carl, are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In 1 minute or less, can you touch base and let us know of a sign that men are really into a woman? We want the ladies to learn tonight.
Wow. You know, there are a lot of different signs. And you know, different personalities will show their interest and their affection in different ways. One of the ways I think is that the guy will bring you around people who are important to him and let those people know that you are who is in his life. I think now maybe there's some psychotic dudes who do that anyway, but I think that most decent guys, if they bring you around their mom, their dad, their sister, again, if they have kids, they bring you around their kids, man, they're fairly serious about you. So I think that that's a big sign. And on the opposite end, man, if he's not doing that at all, yeah, you could take that as a sign he's not into you.
Okay. Good call, good call. Well, ladies, I hope you were able to listen tonight. I hope you were able to learn a little something tonight, because what you got was from the men. Not often are we able to open up and express ourselves to one another, but sometimes it's difficult for us to actually open up and speak to you. So what you're getting is from the heart. You're hearing from men speaking in a very comfortable and casual environment. Pretty much in conclusion, you know, we've touched on some things that are most recognized and some signs as to why he's really not into you. Just kind of wrapping this up, you know, the bottom line is actions, ladies, they speak louder than words, especially early on in the relationship. And when it comes to dating, myself included, it's very important that women and even men really be cognizant or be aware of someone's actions from early on in the relationship in order to really save yourself from heartbreak or embarrassment, you know, later on in the relationship. I think that's really key. And, you know, just as I'm closing this out, it's really better to count your losses up front and keep it moving to someone who really appreciates you for who you are. I know we touched on that earlier. But, you know, when these signs are there that he's really not into you, you might want to just, you know, as they say, get that dirt off your shoulder and keep it moving, you know, up front. You know, those who are searching for Mr. Right, I'm pretty sure you're going to find him. Just be aware of the signs and what's going on. We want to keep that that available to you open, ladies. Just know that we're looking out for you. And I know the blog is hot. Next week is going to be fantastic. I just want to wrap this show up and say thank you for your ears. Thank you for my callers, the gentlemen that chimed in. I really appreciate you for your voice and for your opinions. It was very necessary, and I believe the ladies
can thank us for that. And I thank you for giving me an hour of your time to share and enlighten. This has been good. I really appreciate it. As we wrap up today's show, let me just thank my panel and thank all of you who have been blogging and logging. You make this show what it is. And if you had a good time tonight or you know that you got some good information out of this, do me a favor. Tell five more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with part two of this series, the top 10 signs that she is really not into you. And ladies, you will have the floor. The men, we have to sit back, log in, listen, and learn from you. It's showtime. My name is Andy Brown. Go mild to my frat. Good night. Be great. And I'm gone.